Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me on our stage is our very important puzzler, Michael Ian Black.
Hello.
So, Michael, we thought that before we throw you in the puzzle pit, we'd make you run a game with us. We're going to first welcome our contestants that are going to play this game. Let's welcome Andrew Sommerfeld and Erica Pietracola. Erica, I enjoy your last name, and I'm told you have a very strange nickname, EMDB. That's a family nickname?
Yes.
What does EMDB stand for?
My father doesn't use IMDb.com. He calls me on the phone when he has a question. He's like, who is that person in that movie that did that thing? And I can always figure out who that person was who was in that movie who did that thing.
So does he have a computer?
Yes.
Oh, okay. He just refused.
But he kind of fat fingers everything, so... Aww. I love my dad.
That's adorable.
He's so cute. There's always like a finger in the photo, you know.
Andrew, do you have a family nickname?
I don't have a family nickname. I have a nickname at work.
Okay, what's your nickname at work?
They call me the Goog.
The Goog?
Because I have my smartphone and I Google everything anytime there's a question, so I'm...
You guys are both people with answers. Good.
Let's hope we have the answers
here. It's a lot of pressure.
Well, you are Google-free and IMDb-free on this next game. This next game has to do with a little something called uptalk. Like, you know when teenage girls' voices go up at the end of everything? No matter what they say, it always sounds like a question. So in this game, we imagine what famous advertising slogans might sound like if they had Valley Girls say them. Like suddenly a powerful command like just do it becomes just do it. Or for example, if we said a computer company wonders whether you should have unique ideas, you would say think different. So you're going to go up on the end like that, and we are looking just for the slogans, not the companies. And Michael is going to help me here.
I guess.
And do alternate questions.
Okay, I guess. All right.
A famous newspaper might have all the stories that are suitable to read? Andrew.
Like, all the news that's fit to print? For sure.
Totally right.
The Goog.
The Goog.
A breakfast chain wonders if the U.S. is fueled by them?
Andrew.
Like, America totally runs on Dunkin'?
Like, you're way too good at that? A precious stone monopoly thinks maybe their product will last an eternity? Erica.
A diamond is forever?
Correct.
A long-distance telephone company asks you to extend a hand and contact a person.
Erica.
Reach out and touch someone?
Yes. But if I'm going to let someone reach out and touch me, like, they have to buy me something, you know?
Yeah, like, totally.
Totally.
There's this guy in my chemistry class, and I totally wish he would reach out and touch me.
It is always chemistry, isn't it? It's always chemistry. Paid for by farmers, these ads want you to try the alternative, colorless protein? Erica.
Pork, it's what's for dinner?
You're very close, it's not exactly the slogan. The alternative, colorless protein? Andrew for the steal.
Pork, it's what's for dinner?
That's what I said.
That's what Erica
said. I know it.
Okay, I'm sorry, you already gave the wrong answer, but you can give it to me.
It's pork, the other white meat.
Ah, there you go.
It's beef, it's what's for dinner.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
That has color.
That does have color. I know, a colorless protein just sounds terrible, though.
All right, are you guys ready for your next question? A restaurant chain's poultry might be hand-lapping tasty?
Andrew.
It's totally finger-licking good.
That is correct. For a popular beer brand, some people say it has flavor, Some people say it leaves room. Andrew.
It tastes great or less filling.
That's right.
Yeah, maybe it's the first meal of the day for winners.
That was the question.
That was a question.
Yeah, that was the question.
It's like the Breakfast of Champions.
Oh my God, it's totally the Breakfast of Champions.
Totally.
Yeah. That's Wheaties. Andrew, you are the winner of this round. Congratulations. You are the teenager of the year. Moving on to ask you one more final round. Thank you so much, Erica. Thank you, Michael Ian Black.